This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn Geitman, Geitm, like Mary A, and like November. That's 989-775-1640. Regarding Linda, middle initial P, like Paula Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 8/13/1947. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Brown with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 2nd of this year. Her weight is stable. She states that her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.1, and she feels as if blood sugar is well controlled currently. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications. I want to highlight the amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily. Metformin is 500 milligram twice a day, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 124 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done November 14th of 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.62. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.2. Calcium slightly elevated at 10.4. Phosphorus is 3.4. Iron studies, iron is 83, ferritin is 19, and iron saturation 29%. Hemoglobin 12.3, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. Two, diabetic nephropathy, well controlled. Three, bilaterally small kidneys. Four, hypertension, currently at goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.